This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
I'm Josh Scherer.
And I'm Nicole Inaiti.
And we're the cooks responsible for all the strange dishes on the internet's most watched daily show, Good Mythical Morning with Rhett and Link, and our own YouTube channel, Mythical Kitchen.
Between the two of us, we've worked almost every weird job the food industry has to offer, and we've developed some pretty strong opinions.
The strongest opinions, Nicole. Opinions so strong they need to be heard on an easily consumable auditory medium.
Does pineapple belong on pizza?
Are boneless wings just poser nuggets?
Is cereal soup?
Follow and listen to A Hot Dog is a Sandwich.
Free on the Odyssey app and everywhere you get your podcasts.
Whoa, smooth, good stuff. From a band out of Dallas, PA, Spud. Wow. I have a feeling that a few of those members do a little bit of jamming at Wayne's World up there on Route 415. And I understand through the rumor mill that they might be jamming together, just fooling around a bit, possibly doing some originals and whatnot at Hogan's on Saturday night. You know, Hogan's, it's a restaurant and bar, great pizza. They were slammed yesterday for the Super Bowl for a reason, I am sure. Really good stuff. I've had their pizza. I've had their wings. Had a great salad from there as well. But anyway, giving credit where credit is due to our local talents, which also could include chefs, right? But this is great local music, man. The band's called Spud. This came out quite a few years ago from them. Dreamin's the name of the song, Jake? Daydream. Daydream. But it's dreamy music, that's for sure. Good stuff. So, pretty cool. I could just listen to this for the rest of the afternoon instead of talking about some of the stuff like, great. Yeah, the press secretary is talking now about something. She always has great answers for questions. At any rate, so you might want to check that out Saturday night. You're hanging out in the Dallas area or want to take a ride to see a little jam session through a couple members of the band Spud and some others getting together. Hogan's maybe the place to go check that out. WILK AM 103.1 FM. It is the Nikki Stone Show. I get this text message, Jake. Does this not sound mean? If we get no snow this season, I hope those who like summer and heat get none all summer. And I just texted back, oh, you're a mean one, Mr. Grinch. I think that was the proper answer.
Yeah, I agree.
Somebody texted in earlier, would that even one person heard your heartfelt comments about the effects of drug use and could find the courage, strength to get some help? Have heard you often like this and commend your desire to inspire people in such need. I do. I just can't. My heart hurts. I seek to encourage people, my friends. You don't have to get wrapped up in that underworld. There is a better purpose for your life. And I commend the people who did get trapped in that spot for a while, got out and seek themselves to inspire and encourage others. But my heart breaks for those who were not given the chance and either died or aren't actually coming back. They're living, but they're not alive for real. Last song reminded me of Shondell's Crystal Blue Persuasion. That was the song. A lot of those songs from that era, it did. 570-83-0098. If you'd like to check in, the Nikki Stone Show is brought to you by the good folks at Campus Jewelers in Luzerne. You can reach out to these people for help with your gifts that you need on Wednesday. Or if you're in financial trouble and need help making ends meet, Campus Jewelers has been in your backyard in Northeast PA for 30 plus years, and they are here for you. Visit campusjewelers.com today. All right. So, yes, it is illegal to spray paint squirrels. Something you might want to know. Oh, I mentioned last hour about the shooting at Joel Osteen's church. Oh, yes. Rob O'Donnell does have more of the scoop on that. Not really surprising to me. Of course, you're not going to see it as the first headline on any news story now. They're always happy to hear there's a shooting at a church to put it up first thing when it comes out. And then way down at the bottom when the details start to come in. All right. So he's got details on that with reports and all to back him after 3 o'clock this afternoon. He also, you might want to find the clean versions of A Tribe Called Quest, Jake, to use as bumper music, because he did say that, you know, he knew who they were. But, you know, you have to find clean versions of their songs, and they might not fall under the rock category.
Oh, you should read that one text message you got. That you were reading during one of the breaks.
Read the whole thing? Oh.
Was hilarious.
Oh. Do I have to go back?
It was pretty funny.
I'll have to go back and see.
Talking about being normal or whatever?
Oh, being normal.
Yeah,
oh,
that one? Was. Yeah.
He said, Nikki, what is normal? I said, well, you and me. And he said, what about Jake? And I said, well, sometimes, Jake, sometimes.
Good one.
Sometimes.
I'll give you credit on that one.
Not always. Please, trust me. Yeah, I'm trying not to go back because I keep getting recipes for baking in the oven and I don't like it. Don't like it at all. Lord God.
It's been a wild show.
It has been. It's been a wild day. You just look at some of these headlines and your head just starts spinning.
Heads.
Yeah, well, yeah.
Honestly.
Seriously. You know. So where does Pennsylvania rank on the list of most sinful states? Are we innocent? Are we one of the, are we like naive and innocent? Some people are very naive. But are we innocent? Well, we have actually been ranked as one of the most sinful states in America based on a study done by Wallet Hub. Huh. I wonder where you people are spending your money. Not me. In fact, actually, I'm probably owed money because I don't spend it on alcohol, drugs, or those strip joints. Not now, anyway. In a study of all 50 states where they compared against each other across 55 key indicators of immoral or illicit behavior, and the data ranged from violent crimes per capita to excessive drinking to the share of the population with gambling disorders, the Commonwealth ranked 9 in the list of most sinful states. Now, of course, who ranked number one? What state ranked at the top, Jake, in most sinful states based on violent crime, excessive drinking, gambling disorders? Hmm. Who would be at number one? That's easy,
Nevada.
Jake. Nevada,
yeah.
Yes. With, okay, what's coming up next week?
What's that? Oh, Daytona.
No, not Daytona. Although they are on the list.
Well, it'll probably be a week from today.
Mardi Gras?
Oh, Louisiana.
Yeah, they came in because it says Nevada followed by Louisiana, California, of course.
Yeah,
Hollywood.
I figured that was going to be high up there.
Right. Uh-huh. Florida.
Yep.
Tennessee. Well, I guess there's a lot of wild stuff going on there in Nashville. I would say South Carolina's on the list. Texas and Arizona.
Where's New York?
I'm surprised.
Yeah, like New York and New Jersey, you figure they'd be a little higher.
New York probably paid for the study so they could stay off the list. Who paid for the study? The least sinful states. Which are the least?
Like Montana, Oregon. Oh, no, not Oregon.
And obviously
Wyoming.
Not Missouri after the news we heard today.
Yeah, uh-huh.
No, the very least sinful state.
Wyoming. Yeah, I figured.
And then New Hampshire in at 49, Idaho in at number 48. Well, there's nothing to do in Idaho except grow potatoes. Oh, speaking of growing potatoes, Jake.
Yeah.
I do believe that commercial yesterday during the Super Bowl for one of the streaming services with the couch potatoes.
Okay.
Was the most honest commercial ever. They said they were one of the best streaming services out there because there's so much to watch. But they showed all these big fat people in potato costumes watching TV. How honest can you be? You're going to get big and fat and dumb just sitting there watching their streaming service. It was like so honest. Anybody else with me? Do you remember that one? Do you remember the service?
Pluto, I think.
You're trying to think, Jake?
Was it Pluto? Yeah, that's what Brian was saying.
Yeah. How honest. That one and the flash dance with the gummy. Because I don't know. I never want to look at a gummy again after watching that guy kind of dance around a pole for a while. Big blob of red candy, then getting stuff stuck to him by sitting and eating gummies. Oh, but he could still move around. Uh-huh. Sure. I forgot about those two, Jake. You saw the gummy commercial, right?
Yeah.
What'd you think?
Yeah.
Oh, Mardi Gras tomorrow, not next week? Okay, thanks.
Yeah, Ash Wednesday's.
Is it really this week already?
Yeah.
I thought we had another week to go.
That's the one thing I've never understood. The one thing I've always tried to grasp or understand is how different every year with Easter, how it lands on a different date. Like this year, it's the last day of March. Last year it was in April.
It's something to do with the phases of the moon.
Yeah.
Maybe we need Pastor Mitch to come in and explain this to
someone
us.
Someone needs to explain it. Yeah.
I could probably get... Well, is it Brian? Doesn't he know this? He goes to...
He must.
Does he? Is he speaking up?
Oh, here he comes.
Come on, Brian. Although I do like to have our experts.
Yes, my dear. Can I help you?
Yeah. Explain how we figure out when Easter is. It has something to do with the moon and the... Because they can't pinpoint the actual date of the resurrection, but they do know the phase of the moon when it happened,
yeah.
Correct?
Yeah, that's pretty much what it is.
So how do they... So is that how they pick Mardi Gras, too? There could be two things further apart.
I'm not an astrologer,
apart.
Nor do I play one on the radio. I know. I'm just spitballing.
But you're not supposed to have astrology. Is not supposed to
astronomy.
Play into the Bible either. Remember, right?
I'm just trying to help you out.
Okay, so it has something to do with the phase of the moon. Maybe we should get a professional in.
Maybe.
Somebody with a collar maybe can help us
Jeremy
a little
Luan.
Bit better.
Let me see if I can track him down.
Well, he'll help with the weather.
Could be between a couple fashion shows. You never know.
You never know. There you go. Thanks. 570-883-0098. It is the Nikki Stone Show. Somebody said, got to pay my illegal Super Bowl losses tomorrow. I won't give your phone number out to anybody. I promise. Somebody texted me the other day. Did I tell you the story, Jake? They texted me some kind of sheet, like they were gambling on the Super Bowl, like those
prop bets,
blocks that you take and stuff.
Super Bowl blocks, okay.
And then they called me really quick and told me to lose that picture because it went to the wrong number. I have no idea who sent it to me. Right? I apparently they completely got the wrong number, and I think they called me this morning. I'm wondering if I won without even me playing.
Well, find out.
I should have called them back.
Good. Well, we got to go to break. Now's the time.
570-883-0098. Now we don't know the answer to this yet. Did anything, Brian? One more thing from Brian before we go to break.
Yeah, he's recording.
Oh, he's reporting? All right.
Recording.
Oh, recording?
Yeah.
I'll check with Brian because somebody keeps saying the historic Wells Mansion at 28 West South Street in Wilkes-Barre, approximately 30 foot from Max Rosen Courthouse, was trashed and deemed unfit for human habitation because there were so many people staying in there. They trashed the place. Apparently, they were using the electricity and stuff because to make it unfit, The PP&L people came out and took the electric boxes off of this beautiful property. But there was also, you know, damage being done. But this person also after that said, thanks, Cartwright. So I want to know if we have further information on that than we did earlier this morning. I'm not seeing it pop up anywhere here. All right, we'll be right back after this break. WILK AM 103.1 FM, The Nikki Stone Show. All right. I just want to hear more of the song, Jake. So
that's
good.
Understandable.
Of course, Big Brother and the Holding Company. With Janis Joplin on vocals. Darn good stuff. There were other members of that band, however. Sam Houston Andrew III. He unfortunately passed away on this day, February 12th of 2015. Born December 18th of 1941. Singer, songwriter, composer, artist, and founding member and guitarist of Big Brother and the Holding Company. He also took part in some of the Janis Joplin memorial films and stuff that happened afterwards. He passed away of a heart attack. Well, it was complications from open heart surgery due to a heart attack he suffered about 10 weeks before. Damn good talent right there. WILK AM 103.1 FM. It is the Nikki Stone Show. Lots of great text messages coming in. We played the band Spud, a Northeast PA band, at the beginning of the hour from the Dallas area. And I got a text message telling me Spud is a great band. I know the guys out at Wayne's. Wayne's World, really one of our fine musical establishments in Northeast PA with records and all kinds.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
I'm Josh Eyre.
And I'm Nicole Inaiti.
And we're the cooks responsible for all the strange dishes on the internet's most watched daily show, Good Mythical Morning with Rhett and Link, and our own YouTube channel, Mythical Kitchen.
Between the two of us, we've worked almost every weird job the food industry has to offer, and we've developed some pretty strong opinions.
The strongest opinions, Nicole. Opinions so strong they need to be heard on an easily consumable auditory medium.
Does pineapple belong on pizza?
Are boneless wings just poser nuggets?
Is cereal soup?
Follow and listen to A Hot Dog is a Sandwich.
Free on the Odyssey app and everywhere you get your podcasts.
Of cool stuff. They've been a staple in the community. Jay, the owner of that place now. Anyway, this person said they picked up one of Spud's CDs recently, and they do. I know they have, like, Dustin's CD is there amongst other original artists, and Spud's being one of them. The entire CD is quality music. It sounds so good. It really does. So thank you for that text message. We appreciate it. Doug tells me he feeds the squirrels and birds and 6 cats and 3 dogs. All of his money goes to pet food. Nothing left over for misbehavior. There you go, Doug. I know we're the innocent ones here in Pennsylvania, ranked amongst some very, or I guess Pennsylvania was ranked in the top 10. We're at number 9 of the most sinful states. That's heart-wrenching. Which one of you got us there? Some of you in Northeast PA could have done it single-handedly, I know. I bet you. Not that I love you any less. And I did get a text message with the education I needed. Easter falls on the first Sunday after the first full moon of the spring equinox. And is that based on there were no calendars or good ways to keep track? You couldn't put it in your Google calendar to remember. Is that based on when the resurrection actually occurred? Or is it totally based on, well, Easter being a pagan holiday? Just asking, because you hear these things. 570-883-0098. That is the number to check in today. Well, as long as we're talking about, I thought we already did this, but this made headlines. As long as we're talking about sinful stuff, and I don't know how I feel about animals being donors to humans to extend life. And I saw this headline, and I want to know what you think. Virginia company spearheading technology to transplant pig hearts into humans. So many comments, so little time. We'll talk more coming back. WILK AM 103.1 FM, The Nikki Stone Show. Another one of my guilty pleasures. This song, so good. Wilson Phillips, China Phillips, celebrating a birthday today. Born February 12th of 1968. That makes her what, 56 years old today. WILK AM 103.1 FM, The Nikki Stone Show. Somebody tells me it took the Moody Blues 29 years to be inducted into the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame. Yep. So isn't it about time Boston gets in? Peter Frampton? Don't they all deserve to be in what you call the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame? Just saying. And we have a couple more from the possible class of 2024 coming up. Somebody texted, there's nothing like giving a kitten to your true love for Valentine's Day. They keep escaping from their box. Help me. No, wait, it's Valentine's Day. You should have waited to pick up the kitten for another 2 days, my friend, if that's what you were going to do. And is that what your true love really wants, is a kitten? Just make sure they want it. Somebody said, I guess it's based on the pagan celebration when it comes to Easter, though I'm not 100% sure on that. Yeah, I'm not either. And although it's hard to tell since they didn't have like that way of keeping records, did they? Somebody must know. So we will get to the bottom of it. I think we should know. We don't ask the right questions all the time. It looks like the pizza and seafood lobbyists did a good job in Northeast PA with Lent starting soon. Well, thank God for them, though. Like, at least there's some lobbyists I can get behind. Much better than the pharmaceutical ones, for certain. Just my point of view, though. I could be wrong. Oh, and the science commercial yesterday from Pfizer. Just awful. Were they trying to convince us that the science and their guessing and hypothesis and theory stuff was right and is always right in that brainwashing 30-second airtime BS? Really? And, oh, $7 million for 30 seconds. Now you know where your money goes when you're paying for your insulin, my friends. 570-883-0098 is the number. And what else are they doing in medicine? A Virginia company is spearheading technology to transplant pig hearts into humans. With the increased need for organ transplants, apparently not everybody signs up on their driver's license to donate, I guess. And yes, there's waiting lists. I get it. According to the HRSA, over 100,000 people are waiting for an organ transplant, and 17 people die each day waiting for one, which is heart-wrenching. Absolutely. Revicor, I believe is the name of the company, spearheading the transplantation of pig hearts into humans to help curb the need for more organs. But how will this work out, and is it the actual right thing to do, would be the question. I wonder how, although there are some people that, yeah, I could see a pig and them are not too far apart. But are we that much like a pig that we can just replace a heart in a human? I mean, even though pigs can weigh a lot, their physical activity is not the same as ours, per se, all the time. I'm not sure how this is going to work. And didn't we do this before, Jake? Or was it a cow's heart? It was like way back.
I think it was a pig, wasn't it?
Wasn't it a pig before? So
I'm pretty sure.
It didn't work out before, but they're going to try again? Mm. Is Brian shouting answers out over there again?
Yeah.
What's his answer?
I was thinking of Dolly, but it's I think that was the actual artificial heart thing.
So it was an artificial heart. I thought we did this before. I don't know. I have a hard time getting behind it. This, though, they're using the process called xenotransplantation, which uses animal cells for humans. But at what point are we at that Tower of Babel? Ready to have it knocked down. We'll be back. We'll talk more. You can check in 570-883-0098. I'm almost getting ready for traffic as Rob O'Donnell comes in the next 19 minutes. This is the Nikki Stone Show on WILK AM 103.1 FM. I like this one, Jake, too. It's a good one from Cher and, well, yeah. Sonny and Cher, right? Gypsies, Tramps, and Thieves. Now, she's not in the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame with Sonny. Are they in it all? Yeah. She's nominated this year on her own, though. You would have thought. I mean, she's been around for quite a while. That variety show, that was a really good variety show, too. But another nomination from this year's Rock and Roll Hall of Fame. We'll see who makes it in. I would put Cher in before Oasis, before Mary J. Blige, before A Tribe Called Quest, and I don't know.
Never. Brian said never.
No, yeah. never in, okay.
No.
And Rob will tell you more about that Eric B. and Rakim or whatever I've never heard of before.
Brian's here.
So. Yes, Nikki.
Yes, what was I asking?
Sonny and Cher not in the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame.
Okay. So she's going to get in alone, though, this year, then, if she does get the nomination.
She should.
You know, however they vote. She has a nomination. Now will she make it in? But it'll be alone.
I think she should.
No, I think she should.
I also want to see Foreigner get in there. I want to see Frampton and Ozzy. Mm-hmm. They're the most obvious, glaring standouts
now,
there.
So, just Brian, how many do they actually put in each time?
Maybe about 5 or 6. I don't know what the if there's a particular number. I guess it would go by votes in some respect, because whoever votes on it.
I know that they will have a people's choice vote, But then they have these stupid judges. I don't even know who nominates them and what the criteria is.
Because I think Jan Wenner from Rolling Stone always had a hand in that. And I think he must have had it out for Chicago because they never let Chicago win until 2016.
Wow. Well, it took some really good bands that you would have thought would have been in there a long time to get in, including like the Moody Blues, which I was, somebody just texted
about. Yeah, that was ridiculous that they weren't in there either. You have to be around at least 25 years.
Well, okay, that makes sense.
I think that's the one prerequisite for it.
Yeah, but they should have more prerequisites, like you actually have to be rock and roll.
Yeah, that helps.
That would help me. Hey, thanks, Brian. Robert from Freeland texted us. He said they've been using valves from a pig heart for years. Somebody else texted and said, I'll take the heart from a pig who flies when pigs fly. Another person texted, they've been using valves from the heart from pigs for years. The biggest problem isn't so much to physical activity is less than humans. The problem is stopping the rejection of a different species heart. Oh yeah, that would be a problem. They enter rejection drugs that have got to be plenty intense. I know they've come a long way, but I don't know exactly how that would work out. And they did try, right, back in January of 2022, and I think 2 months till the person did pass away. So did they prolong the life by 2 months, or did they actually even cut short the life more? We won't ever know the answer to that at all. Because that has – it has happened in the past, and then there's been other – the first heart transplant in a human ever performed was by Hardy in 1964 using a chimpanzee heart. But the patient died within 2 hours. So they've been working on this for quite a while, and maybe it is territory that we really don't need to be delving in. It's funny how they delve into this, yet they do other things that can cut lives short. In other respects. Just saying. But that's another discussion for another day entirely. Got to go to the Bloomberg. We'll be right back to wrap things up. No more tears over Ozzy not being in the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame. Well, we can only hope. We might be shedding tears because the way they make these decisions, sometimes we just shake our heads. But he's up for a spot. So we'll see here in a couple months whether he actually gets it or not. 570-883-0098 is the number to check in. I only have about 6 minutes left, but you'll need that number. Rob O'Donnell has a lot of educational material for you this afternoon. He'll talk about the shooter and what he knows and what he got from his inside sources and whatnot on the person who went in to the Joel Osteen church with bad intentions yesterday, with a child in tow who ended up himself being shot, but as far as we know, is in stable condition, I believe, is the last I saw. So that's coming up after 3 o'clock this afternoon. Thank you for checking in today. Thanks for being part of the show. Eddie's money snubbed again. Good thing for Eddie. He doesn't really care right now. He's doing all right. I'm just saying. But yeah, he shouldn't be. You're right. He shouldn't be snubbed at all. Why isn't he? Why is Oasis getting into the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame? As good as they might be, they're okay. I wouldn't say they're the fabulous, most greatest band that needs to be in a Hall of Fame that ever existed. Eddie Money should most certainly be getting in before Oasis. For any of you who think that I might show favoritism towards certain types of music at times, like my rock music, I like Champagne Supernova. Great song. And then they had like maybe one other song. So please, they need to stop calling it the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame and start calling it the Rock and Roll Public Opinion. No, it's not public opinion, though. It's not even based on public opinion. It's based on the snooty opinion. The better than thou opinion. The where are we going to get more donors from opinion, probably. Maybe record company execs or something. Who knows? Sharon, where are my glasses? Ozzy, they're on your face. Funny. Love it. Thank you. All right. I don't know. No use starting other topics yet today, but there was something. Oh, they're already putting some restrictions in place for the snowmageddon coming our way. So we might talk more about them later as I'm going to do traffic. Good news. Good news on the menu. A Pike County physician who unlawfully distributed drugs, resulting in one death, is going to prison for 22 years for unlawfully prescribing oxycodone, fentanyl, and methadone to three patients, one of which who died. Unfortunately, people with those PhDs get into that illegal hustle and bustle as well, and they should go down just like anyone else would. But if somebody died for being illegally prescribed oxycodone, fentanyl, or methadone, he should get the same as anybody would for murdering somebody. Is 22 years enough? Especially when he had such trust given to him in the medical profession, taking that oath, the Hippocratic oath, which seems like it was the hypocritic oath at this point when you do something like that, should it be more than 22 years, I ask you? Maybe something we can discuss tomorrow. And if you need to get your petitions in tomorrow, if you're running for office, the offices would be open. The Election Bureau and other county offices will remain open tomorrow during regular business hours to get that paperwork in so you can get your name on the ballot. They're not extending the date, but they actually are staying open in Luzerne County. That's according to Manager Romilda Crocomo. All right. We'll talk again tomorrow. Thanks for being along. I appreciate you, Northeast PA. Love hanging with you, especially on a Monday. I'll be here. Thanks for being with me. Jake, thanks for showing up today. It's the day after the Super Bowl.
Yeah, I'm here.
Glad you're here.
Thanks.
All right, have a great night. Rob O'Donnell next. God bless you, Northeast PA. God bless you.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
I'm Josh Eyre.
And I'm Nicole Inaiti.
And we're the cooks responsible for all the strange dishes on the internet's most watched daily show, Good Mythical Morning with Rhett and Link, and our own YouTube channel, Mythical Kitchen.
Between the two of us, we've worked almost every weird job the food industry has to offer, and we've developed some pretty strong opinions.
The strongest opinions, Nicole. Opinions so strong they need to be heard on an easily consumable auditory medium.
Does pineapple belong on pizza?
Are boneless wings just poser nuggets?
Is cereal soup?
Follow and listen to A Hot Dog is a Sandwich.
Free on the Odyssey app and everywhere you get your podcasts.